Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Adina Bas Sheva Bas Nechagetel. She should have bracha ba'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadeha, everything good. And for Chanaliba Bas Nechagetel and Nechagetel Bas Maris Rachel Esther, the bracha ba'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadehem. We're learning about Parshas Korach al pi Torato shel Maran HaGaon Rabbi Moshe Zatzal. It says in the pasuk, "V'ring bria yibare yibria yivra Hashem, ufatz da adam es pia v'lo oisam ve'es kol asher lahem." And if God creates a creation, and the earth opens up its mouth and swallows them, those people, the opposition that started up with Moshe Rabbeinu, and everything that they have, everything that they own, then we'll know that God's on my side. And otherwise, we'll know that they're right. That's going to be the test. The reason that the Blue Korach died was not because of the Chet of Adam HaRishon, not because of the Nachosh, HaKadmoni. That wasn't the reason. That wasn't the Aveira. That we know that because of Adam's sin, man has to die. This is a new Chiddush, a new type of death. A new bria of the earth opening up its mouth and swallowing them up alive. V'zeh ma she'anachu tzichim lenasot leavin. It's known what Chazal say in Bereishis Rabo. Omer Rabbi Simon b'shar shabar kadosh b'chul levrot et Adam HaRishon. Na'asu malachei asharet kitim kitim. When God was coming to create man, the malachei asharet split up into groups. Some say let them be created, some say let man not be created. Chesed ve'emes nevgashu tzedek v'shalom nashaku. That's the pasuk in Psalms. Chesed says man should be created. He's going mul chesed. Emma says he shouldn't be created because he lies. Tzedek says he should be created because he does stakas. Shalom says he shouldn't be created because he's always fighting. Malachi Asharis became kitos kitos. Some say yes, he should be created. Some say he shouldn't be created. Midas Emes said no, man's a liar. He's a shakran. כיוון שכן אין טעם לברו, וכן השלום אומר, אל יברא, שהוא מלא קטטות, הוא מופקע ורחוק מאמת ושלום. לעומת זאת, חסד וצדקה, כל המערכות האלו, צדדו שיברא. חסד and stakas is man should be created, man does חסד, man does צדק. On the other hand, man shouldn't be created, man lies, and man fights. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Notal eso emes v'ishlicho arza. He took the truth, says the Medrash, and he threw it down to the ground. As it says, v'tashlech emes arza. And then the Malachi Ashari said to Hashem, what are you being mevaze? Your emes. Tala emes min haaretz. Let the emes come back up from the earth. As it says, emes me'aretz titzmach. Kadosh Baruch Hu throws the emes, he casts the emes to the earth. And then the Malachi Asheri said, why are you being mevaze your emes? That's your signature, God. How can you cast it away? To busha, to be zayin to the malchus. The lashon of the medrash is, ma'ata mevaze tachlis al tichsia shelcha. This is your malchus. This symbolizes your malchus. So Hashem said, let the emes come up from the earth, as it says, emes me'aretz titzmach. This pasuk is in the vision of Daniel and the Golios, that the Klal Yisrael was thrown down to the ground. What does this mean? Perush ha'dvarim l'fi erkeinu, k'mo Rabbi Moshe tamidei omer. Ha'adam be'emet dover shkarim. Man is a liar. Tzuras odom. לא תתאפשר אם אין לו אפשרות להכחיש, לקפור ולמרוד. האדם נברא עם כל האפשרויות הרעות. הוא נברא מלכתחילה כשחציו שקר. That's man. Man lies. There's nothing you can do about it. That's the reality. When Tzuras Adam comes to the world, there's no הכרה between emes and שקר. And that already is שקר. Even the possibility of being mefakbek be'emes is also sheker. So man in his very essence is sheker because he could deny the truth. What was mischadish al-idei bria sa'adam was Vatashlech emes arza. Haynu kan yesh mashu be'etzem inyana shel ha'emet. Kasher emet magiya makom she'hayta yichola shelo letgalot, mimakom she'hayta yichola liyot mukcheshet u'mushpelet, הרי שדווקא משם יש עניין מיוחד שאותה אמת צריכה אמת מארץ תצמח. That was what was mischadesh על ידי בריאס האדם. Hashem cast the truth to earth. In other words, here there's something בעצם עניינה של האמת. When the MS comes from a place that he can not be revealed, from a place where he could be, the truth could be denied, could be lowered. From there, there's a special inyan that emes has to be emes me'eretz titzmach. Emes has to sprout from the earth, because when the emes is perceived ke'emes la'mita, as a truth, as a clear truth, that there's no possibility of denying it. Harei she'en shum tam v'inyan levrot tzurat adam. There's no reason to create man. If truth was self-evident, if you couldn't deny the truth, then we wouldn't have to create man. The etzem bria of man is to be mechadesh an emes that comes from here. Emes shemigia me'aretz, mimakom shebo yimotelet besafek, mimakom shenitpeset ke'efsharut achat, mibein yeter ha'efshariyot, umikan mitbareret ha'emet. מכאן מתברר שאמת היא אחת ויחידה, היא בלעדית. היא הכל, וכל מה שאינו אמת בעצם לא קיים. We need this emes that comes from the earth, from a place where it's cast in doubt, from a place where it's one of a few possibilities. You can tell the truth, and you can lie. And from here the truth is revealed. From here the truth you see is everything. And whatever is not the truth doesn't exist. In other words, from Bria to Adam, the truth has to be revealed. Nimtza shekol Briat Adam hu kidei sheota emet tagia dafka mimakom shebo adayin ein achra'a. The whole Bria of man is in order that emes should come dafka from a place where there's no achra'a on this emes, that it's still not clear, that there's a doubt cast on the truth. And when the emes comes from there, that's an emes that's not in Shemayim. This emes, that's the chiddush for which Hashem created man. That's the emes Hashem is searching for. In other words, the issue is to reveal here, in a place where there are all the different possibilities, the truth that's decisive. V'imakrisha kol sheker u'mevatelet kol ziyuf. אף פי שהזיוף נראה כל נפלא, והוא מוצלח ויפה, ולוקח לב כל כך, עד שניתן לראותו להציגו באופן שהוא נראה, אם נשתמש בלשון הקלוקלת של היום, יותר אמת מהאמת. האמת, את האמת הזאת ביקש בורא עולם. תעלה אמת מן הארץ. Hashem wanted that the truth should come here from the earth, where there's so much sheker. And then you can show that in this place of Sheker, the Emes reigns supreme. So as they say in today's language, Yoter Emet Me'emet. And that's the Pashup Shad in the Gemara in Shabbos, and Af Peches Amud Beis. V'yamar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, B'sha'a she'ala Moshe l'marom, Amru Malachei Asheret Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam. Mal Yilud Isha Beinenu. That when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the heavens, Malachi Asheri said before God, Master of the universe, what's a human being doing among us? So Hashem said, L'kabel Torah bo. Amru lefanav, Chamuda gnuza, She'gnuza lecha 974 dorot, Kodim shenavra olam, Ata mevakesh letna levasar v'dam. Ma'enosh ki tizkerenu, Uven adam ki tefkidenu. Hashem Adonenu, Ma'adir shimcha b'chol ha'aretz, Asher tena hodicha ala shamayim. אמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא למשה, החזר להם תשובה. אמר לפניו ריבונו של עולם, מתיירא אני שם ישרפוני בהבל שבפיהם. אמר לו אחוז בכיסא כבודי, וחזור להם תשובה. Gemara says that when Moshe Rabbeinu, says Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, went up to the heavens, the Malach HaYashar said in front of Hashem, Master of the universe, what's this human being doing here? Hashem said he's being mekabel the Torah. And they said, this wonderful treasure that's been here for 974 generations before the creation of the world, you want to give it to a flesh and blood? Who is man that you should remember him? How great is your name in all of the earth? You should give your splendor to the Shemayim, not to man. And Hashem said, Moshe, no, answer them. And he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm afraid they're going to burn me with the hot air in their mouths. And he said, hold on to my throne and answer for them a tshuva. I'm afraid they're going to burn me with the hot air in their mouths means that in the mouths of the malachim there's no possibility of sheker. Shama sheker lo kayam u'bilti afshari. This can't be by malachim. Kasher hem yifnu elai v'yidabru iti, ha-hevel shebefiyem lo mafshir kiyum le'afsharut shel sheker. V'kevan she'anit surat adam, kol atzmi zo afsharut le'kayem sheker. Hem yisrafuni be'hevel shebefiyem perush, הם יסלקו אותי מהמציאות. אני לא אוכל להתקיים. Their complete truth. Their hevel is the hevel shebefiyam is complete truth. They don't allow any sheker. And I'm at Tzuras Adam. Tzuras Adam allows for sheker. They're going to burn me with hevel shebefiyam. Hashem said to them, to Moshe, hold on to my throne of glory and answer them up. Hachzer lehem tshuva. What does it mean, kisei kvodi? Kavod, יש בו תנאי מוכרח, שאותו מכבד, מכבד בבחירתו. והוא אף יכול היה שלא לכבד. Kavod is that you can be מכבד, and you can also not be מכבד. You have the choice. כל מכבד שאין לו שום אפשרות אחרת, הוא חייב רק לכבד. הרי שהכבוד הזה סותר את עצמו. ונמצא שהוא לא כבוד. ולא די שאין זה כבוד, אלא אף כדאי ביזיון וקצף. זו בושה. A mechabed has to choose to be mechabed. If he's not choosing it, it's already a bizayon. If I force somebody, I say, be mechabed me! So that's already a joke. It's a busha. If it's found out that I paid for somebody to give me kavod, so this whole kavod turns into a huge bizayon. It's only kavod when it's sincere, or the person chose to do it, not when he was paid off. Kavod is something that has to come from afar. From a possibility not to be mechaved. Dafka me'oto echad she'yachol li'yoter lefchor, kasher mimenu magi ha'kavod. Zeh ha'kavod ha'nirtza, zeh ha'kavod ha'mevukash, that he chooses to be mechaved. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, your existence is relying on my kisei ha'kavod. Echoz b'kisei kvodi. Hold on to my throne of kavod, and then you don't have to worry about it. Because the true kavod of a Kadosh Baruch Hu comes from here, from man. Melo kol ha'aretz kvodo. From the earth. So in other words, the answer to the malachim is going to be kavod, giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu kavod. Echoz b'kisei kvodi. Because we choose to be mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now Moshe Rabbeinu was megala, like the Gemara says. Ribono shel olam, the Torah that you want to give me. What does it say? I am God, I took you out of Egypt. He says to the angels, did you guys go down to Egypt? Were you subservient to Paro? No. So what do you need Torah for? What else? Lo yelcha loim acherim. You now that have other gods. Are you amongst Goyim who serve Avodah Zarah? What else is there? Remember Shabbos and sanctify it. Do you do Malacha? That you need Shavus? No. See, it's not for you. What else? Lo sisa, don't swear falsely in God's name. Do you do business? What else? La'ana your mother and your father. You have a mother and a father? What else? La'sirtzach la'sinaf la'signaif. You have kina. You have yetzahara. Ma'yid ma'mapitom. So miyad hodu la'kodush baruch hu. And then Hashem was moide. Oh, you're right. Hashem adoneinu. Ma'adir shimcha. So then it says vayter. How great is your name? But it doesn't say vayter in the pasuk le'arantilim t'nahot chal ha'shamayim. Because it wasn't given. The Torah is not to be given anymore. This is all based on the parak in Tehillim. Hashem adoneinu ma'adir shimcha. But here it doesn't say t'nahot chal ha'shamayim. Bemet ain't kan b'chidush. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu won the argument. Moshe Rabbeinu won the argument. Because he proved that the Torah is given for us and not for anybody else. Ubemet ain't kan shum chidush b'dvarim eilu l'malachim. Malachim already know this. But now that man is with the Malachim, You have a Tzur HaSadim who's holding on to the Kisei HaKavod. And he's saying that the true Kavod has to come from the Aretz. Lo Dibra Torah LeKeneged Yetzer Hara. Only we have Yitzarim. Barasi Yetzer Hara, Barasi LaTorah Tablin. HaMashmut HaMitit Shel Devrei Torah Shem Motzim Miyado Shel Yetzer Hara. Hem Omdim Kenegdo. העיקר בזה מכוון דווקא בדברי תורה כאלה שנותנים תבלין ליצר הרע. היינו גם את היצר הרע אפשר לצרף לתבשיל. צריך לקחת גם אותו בחשבון. I created the Yetzer, I created Torah as a spice. It's all together. You have to have Torah and you have to have the Yetzer Hara. And everything together is Megala, the Emes of Torah. In the Rishonim you have a Musag of Emes La'amita. Even in Chazal we say, Dayan Adin Emes La'amita. So, does that imply that there's an emes that's not la'amita? The explanation is there's an emes that's megala itself. But there's an emes that's not only megala, it's only kudus emes, but it joins together to it the whole system. Kasher mitgale nekudat ha'emet belvad zot emet. When only that nekud of emes is misgala, that's truth. But when the whole nekudus emes, b'chol ha'hekef is misgala, that Nekudas Emes is Mevar everything. Ikra mitofel Emes misheker. It's Mavdil bein Or lechoshech, bein Kiyum li Kiyum, bein Dover Shalmamish le Dover Hebel. That's called Emes la'amita. Ze adavar she'amar Moshe le'malachim. Hu lo chidesh lam et ha'uvda shelahem. Et ha'uvda shelahem ein yetzer hara ve'lanu yesh. He wasn't mechadesh that they don't have a yetzer and we do. They didn't go to Egypt and we did. That's not a chiddush. The chiddush that they heard from Moshe Rabbeinu, that the fact that we have a Yetzer Hara is part of the Etzem Atzma Shel HaEmes, such that that Emes of the Malachim that burns Moshe Rabbeinu is one Emes. But Moshe Rabbeinu comes to be Makabal the Torah to a place where it's also possible not to be Makabal the Torah, not to fulfill the Torah, to deny the Torah, to oppose Chas V'Shalom the Torah. So to receive the Torah here, to be machriya the emes here, this emes is the emes of Torah. That's emes la'amita, la'amita shel Torah. That even when there's a misnagate, Moshe Rabbeinu was showing them, even when there's an anti, we're keeping the Torah. Even when there's an anti, even there's a yetzahara, even there was a paro, even there's a yitzarim. So you need the tzura sa'odim of Moshe to illustrate that. The Tain of Korach was kikol ha'ida kulam kedoshim v'besoichom Hashem. והטענה בפועל כלפי משה ואהרון הייתה, ומדוע תתנסו? מדוע אתם שמים את עצמכם מעל כולם? הלא כל העדה כולה קדושים, ובתוכם השם. רש"י מביא מדברי חז"ל מה היו טענות קורח. הטענה הראשונה הייתה, מדוע טלית שכולה תכלת חייבת בציצית? חז"ל either have a Kabbalah or they understood that that was the tain of Korach. The Medrash Korach tainit, why does a house that's filled with Svarim, filled with Sifrei Torah, why does it need a mezuzah? Efo ze merumaz? Efo ze munach betoch ha'tanot shelo? You're right, Parshas Tzitzis is nismach de Korach, but that's not the only makor. We also have about mezuzah. Parshas mezuzah is not nismach de Korach. What's the idea of a tala shekula tcheles? Al atzev tchelet mevuar b'divrei haRamban b'sof parashat Shlach, shekasher mistaklim lamerchak, patuach legamrei, shishum davar lo otzer oto, shemistaklim ruim b'li gvul, b'li ananim, ruim tchelet. Ze be'etzem atzev asher b'li gvul. Ha'b'li gvul mitlabesh b'tzev tchelet. Ufi shomrim chazal, shehatchelet tzicha liyot dome l'rakia. אילו לא נלקחה מאיתנו המצווה הזאת, היינו נושאים על בגדינו חוט הדומה לרקיע. היינו נושאים איתנו משהו שצריך היה לחבר אותנו לרקיע. The tchelas looks like the רקיע. רקיע, nothing stops it. You can see בלי גבול. The Ramban says that when you look to the distance, that nothing stops it, you see tchelas. That's the tseva of בלי גבול. Tchelas melashon tachlis. That's like the end. Doimel rakia. This chut has to connect us to a tfisa of Ein Sof. That's Tzev of Tcheles, Tzev of Beli Gvul. עכשיו, כשדנים עם בגד חייב בציצית, החיוב הוא על בגד הבנוי בצורה כזאת, שגבולותיו הם הגבולות שבתוכם אנו נמצאים. אלו הן ארבע כנפות הארץ. אנחנו נמצאים בתוך המסגרות האלה, אלו המסגרות שמגבילות אותנו. ובתוך המערכת הזאת הסגורה והמוגבלת, ציווה בורא העולם לשים ונתנו על ציצית הכנף פתיל תכלת. פתיל אחד של תכלת כדי לחבר את כל המערכת המוגבלת שלנו, לזכור את הבלי גבול. When we discuss if a beged is chayv in tcheles, the chiv is that in a beged that's built in such a way that its gvulos are the gvulos with that we find ourselves in. The arba kanfos, the four ends of the earth, the four ends of the tzitzis, we're in this framework. And in this limited framework, we're supposed to put tcheles. Tcheles is supposed to connect us to the beli gvul. And that's what Chazal mean when they say that Tcheles, Doim El Yam, the first Beli Gvul is the Yam. Yam Mitzad Atzmo is Beli Gvul. What stops it is something external. Without it being stopped, it would wash over the whole world. The Galim, the waves, wanna just be pirates the whole world. Just their stop, that's what we say in Jeremiah. I heard from Rav Adari Zichron HaLevracha in Yeshiva HaKotel many, many years ago. He said he was listening once to the radio and they're interviewing a physicist. And they said, like, why doesn't the water just drown the whole world? Why doesn't the sea, the ocean just keep going? So he quoted the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu Hechov Beis, Ha'oti lo tirao num Hashem, im mipanai lo tachilu, asher samti chol gvul layam. That was the physicist's answer. That are you not going to fear me, says God? I made the sand a gvul for the yam. Chok olam v'lo yavrenu. V'chein b'teilim gvul samta bal yavor and bal yishavun l'chasot ha'aretz. Hashem made this gvul so the yam doesn't wash away the whole world. Tcheles, so the yam is me'ever l'gvul, and tcheles reminds us of me'ever l'gvul. B'tchila, b'ma she'esh lanu itanu, b'metziut shalanu idame l'yam. Hayam dome l'rakia. ורקיע כבר דומה וכבר מזכיר את כיסא הכבוד. כיסא הכבוד זה החיבור לבלי גבול. באמת כביכול לרצונו יתברך. זה הבלי גבול ממש. זה הדבר שבו אנו צריכים להיזכר. שהתחייבנו מצוות ציצית, והתחייבנו מצוות לבן ומצוות תכלת. So that's what the yam is אין סוף. מים שאין להם סוף, the Gemara calls it. And that's Daim al-Rakia, which is Ein Sof. And that reminds us of the Kisei HaKavod. And that's the Beli Gvul Be'emes. That's the Ratzon of Hashem. And that's what Tzitzis is supposed to remind us of. So when Korach said, according to Chazal, why is it Tala Shetchu L'Tcheles Chayiv in Tzitzis? What this means is, Ki Kol Ha'Eila Kulam Kedoshim. So Tala, that's Kul HaTcheles, doesn't need Tzitzis. Ki kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim uvtocham Hashem. The whole Eda is a talis shekul etcheles. What do we need one thread for? To connect us to the Ein Sof. We're all connected to the Ein Sof. So he's saying to Moshe and Aaron, you're threads of tcheles, but we're a talis shetchul tcheles. We don't need you guys. We don't need chutim to connect us. Same with mezuzah. Uchsavtu al mezuzah beisecha uvisharecha. When you come into your house, beisecha, derech biyascha, you need a mezuzah, because the house is surrounded by walls, and then there's an open space. And this place has to be mechuber. This rishus has to be mechuber to the oneness of God, to kabbalas amachus shemaim and all mitzvahs. So we have to in every room. So we put the mezuzahs there, to be mechaber our homes, to this kabbalas amachus shemaim. So that was the time of Karach to Moshe and Aaron. We don't need mezuzahs to to connect us to Hashem. We don't need chutei tcheles. We're bayis malei sfarim. We're tal shchutei. We're completely holy. So these are dvarim b'teilim. But what emerges from them, that emes that has to come out from the earth, isn't around anymore. Kol atzmo shel ha'adam nivra rak kedei la'alot et ha'emet min ha'aretz. Ulam kol mi shelo tzarich bebigdot tchelet, kol mi shelo tzarich beveito mezuzah, kol mi shelo mechaber et atzmo l'Moshe Rabbeinu, mekaber Torah ein lo ma la'asot. Man was created to bring emes from the earth. And if a person says he doesn't need tcheles, a person says he doesn't need a mezuzah, he's not mechaber himself to Moshe Rabbeinu, the mekabel Torah. He has nothing to do in this world. That's not the Tzuras HaBri. The Tzuras HaBri is that the emes should come from the earth. So now, lo kamot kol adam imutun eile. Eile, hainu otam b'nei adam. Lo yamutu kamot kol adam. This is not going to be a regular death like Adam HaRishon. This is going to be a completely different zach. And because they're lechatchil in a matzav of al yibare, because they have no interest, not in the tcheles, not in Moshe Rabbeinu, not in Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. So mele, there's no emes that's going to come from them. It's al yibare, because the emes tain at al yibare, and so it should have been. And the fact that the bria was anyway created is only because tala emes min haaretz, emes meretz titzmach. עכשיו האדם הרי נברא אפר מן האדמה, ולאותו אדם צריך היה להיברא, כדי שהאמת תעלה מן הארץ. האדמה נתנה את עצמה ברצון, כדי שיברא ממנה האדם. לכן, כשיש כאן מישהו שלא שייך הדבר הזה בכלל, הרי שהאדמה לוקחת אותו בחזרה. הארץ חזרה, בלה אותו. אנשים האלו אינם מתים, אלא זה כאילו מעיקר העל ייברא. So man was created from the earth. And he was created from there because the emes has to come up from the earth, from man. So the Adama gave himself over, or herself, Mother Earth, Adama's Nekeva, in order that man should be created. When there's something that's not shaykh to this, so the Adama takes it back. And it swallows it up. The swallowing up is showing you should have been created in the first place. There's no room for you here. What's the point? The emes is supposed to come up from the earth and you're not revealing this emes. So we have a lot more to discuss about this. So I ask that you stay tuned. And in Mirtz Hashem, next time, we will continue this incredible Mahalach. Thank you so much for listening. Sweetest and most beloved friends. B'li Nadir, we shall continue.